Thank you, Sue. It's a pleasure to hear such an articulate voice in support of the issues that are very important to teachers. I'd now like to introduce Ben Chung. Ben is a grade 12, oh, pardon me, squeaky voice there. I'm losing it, so it'll only get worse as the AGM goes on. Ben Chung is a grade 12 student in Richmond. Ben's class at J.N. Bennett School in Richmond attended our public education conference in February. Ben was selected by his classmates to represent students at the closing plenary of that conference. Ben's honesty and insight into the needs of students in the education system inspired us at the end of that event and motivated us to invite Ben to speak to you today. Please join me in welcoming Ben Chung.
Hello. My name is Benjamin Chung, and I'm in my last year of high school at J.N. Burnett Secondary in Richmond. In my final year of high school, I find myself applying for scholarships to find ways of paying for my post-secondary education. And as part of the process, I've had to think about the role of education and how it has affected my life. And to be honest, I haven't really thought about the role of education in my life, because it's always been one of those constants in my life that I've taken for granted. And it's always been there, even though I haven't always liked it or appreciated it. But as I think about it, I've learned much more from my education than simply the knowledge I've acquired. I'm grateful that my school offers a leadership course because I feel that it has shaped who I am today and continues to help me become who I want to be. I can't fully convey everything that it has taught me or continues to teach me, but it has helped me reach out of my own comfort zone many times and has helped me do things that I would not normally feel comfortable doing. And it has also helped me practice my communication and organizational skills in the real world. Without it, I wouldn't be here today. And I really can't believe I'm still here speaking in front of all of you about the role of education in my life. And I'm very thankful that I have this opportunity. This year, our leadership class was invited and privileged enough to attend a conference hosted by the BC Teachers Federation called The Education We Need for the Future We Want. There, among many things, we learned about the political side of education. And I must admit that our class was a little bit confused because, frankly, we had never been exposed to any of the political issues. All that we were ever told or all that we were ever heard were fragments from people around us, fragments of information. And they were usually of superficial things as well. At the conference, we learned about some of the problems facing our educational system in the near future and the goals for the ideal education for students. And it was a real eye-opener because we didn't know what teachers and trustees and everyone who's in the educational system, what they were struggling with, what problems that they have. And we grew to appreciate everything that teachers do, that everything that that everyone who's involved in our education is doing to help us get the education we need. And in one of the sessions, it was said that we have lost the inherent value of knowledge. And I believe that this is true. We've become so focused on marks, on the output of students, that we've forgotten the value of knowledge itself. If you think about it, everything is based on numbers. Even my identity as a student is a number. I feel like my entire validation as a student is based solely on the output in exams or how well I perform in quantifiable terms. I don't think that I'm alone. But there's so much more to a person than how well they can regurgitate information. There's so much more to a person than what grades they're able to get. And I feel as though education has been misconstrued as a way to rank a student in the student body. And I feel as though education itself has become a secondary issue to how well a student can produce results. And for example, take the provincial exams. And I agree that they are a great way to see how wide a student's knowledge base is, but that is as far as it goes. That is as far as how well it can assess a student. However, in many of my classes, the entire curriculum is revolved around passing the provincial exams. The education is limited to whatever will be on the exam because there simply isn't enough time to cover everything that we would like to. And so, in a sense, education has taken a back seat to helping students do well in exams. And that's not the point of education, though, is it? It's to help students just gain a better understanding of the world around them. In my opinion, it is the journey that matters and not the destination. Because it matters whether you've gotten to the end on your own terms with integrity and honesty, or whether you've climbed over anyone and everyone to get to the end. But somehow, our society doesn't seem to care how the end result is achieved, only that it has the most profit, the highest gain. And rather than focusing on the person, we are now focusing on his or her products. And that's just really sad, because we're not looking at the person themselves anymore. We're looking at how they can contribute to society. And Marx, that's just one way of how we're judging that. I believe that education is the key to life and all its problems, rather than being the tool through which we can live affluently. And so often I find myself in situations where people believe that education will help them get good jobs, will help them live a better life. And the focus isn't on the learning itself. School is the precursor to society, as it teaches us about the many facets of our society and informs us about the world around us, present and past. Using education as a foundation, it helps us to be informed people and to make informed decisions about our lives. We use the knowledge we obtain in school to eventually become productive members of society. The experiences we gather while at school will therefore ultimately shape the society we will make. So if we, as students, are learning that marks are everything, that is how we are judged, and that our identity as a person is contained within a seemingly conspiring set of numbers, and that we need to perform in order to be validated, what message are we assimilating? What will become of the future we will make? I hope that these questions that I've just put forward will remain in your mind, and that you will realize that there are dire repercussions of the unconscious message being sent to students. I'd like to say these closing remarks, just as a thought for you to carry with you and to think about. I truly believe that the pen is mightier than the sword, but this message is being lost in the haze of politics and society. I think we need to remember what education is all about. That it's not just some way of assessing the potential of a person, that it isn't some ticket to a wealthy lifestyle. Rather, it is a key to learning about ourselves and the world around us. And it is the key that helps us make sense of it all. And with this key, we will be a better society. That this is what education is about. It's about learning about ourselves and learning about how we can improve ourselves as well. And education, I feel, is starting to slip away from those principles. And I just hope that we will get back to those. And thank you.